Over the years, the Oxford Junior Dictionary has been dropping certain words that describe nature, words like acorn, minnow, and pasture.
I had this sort of strong emotional reaction like, gosh, we need those words more than ever. They describe a thing we need to know, which is the natural world.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. The Oxford Junior Dictionary is aimed at kids 7 and up, and it's not meant to be a comprehensive book. That's why it has a limited space for entries. So when the publishers added words like analog, broadband, and chat room, other words like ash, beach, and crocus got the boot. Well, this got the attention of a number of writers, including Margaret Atwood. They wrote an open letter to Oxford Publishing in 2015, explaining why they thought removing nature terms was a bad idea. First, research shows that as few as 10% of kids spend time outdoors every day. Instead, kids are spending more and more time indoors, alone, and with their electronics. The authors say that's unhealthy. And some people argue that it's also dangerous for our environment.
Well, if you don't have a name for something, then it kind of ceases to exist.
That's Norm Wheeler. He taught English and astronomy at Leelanau School for 32 years.
If I'm an English teacher, I want my students to be able to use all those words in the proper ways. But if we start dropping the names of things, concrete things, out of the dictionaries and filling them up with these quickly changing buzzwords and technological terms that are here today, gone tomorrow, it seems like we're doing a disservice to our language.
Holly Wren Spalding is doing her part to keep some of those words alive. She says when she found out what was happening, she was intrigued and even incensed.
Like, are these editors undermining us and shaping the direction of culture in a way that's nefarious? Or, you know, are they simply, in a sense, recording what's happening in the wider culture? And that I sort of landed there.
Holly is a poet. She grew up in Leelanau County, surrounded by nature. Today, she's in her family's art studio showing me her newest poetry project. It's called Lost Lexicon and is based on those deleted words.
And I sort of harvested the words and I'm using them as titles for poems.
Lost Lexicon consists of 20 poems. She hopes to eventually expand it to 36. The series begins with a sort of prayer.
It's called Invocation. I wanted to speak with the plants and animals as St. Francis stroked the hare, the sow, the robin, who knew somehow that he was a friend.
These poems were printed using a letterpress, not a computer or typewriter. She hand casts molds of text, then stamps that mold onto the piece of paper. Holly describes herself as a techno-skeptic, not because she doesn't use technology, but because she's afraid of what it's doing to our culture. And she views her poetry as an act of conservation.
We need language in order to understand and to know things. And it doesn't need to be specialized language. Like, these are words any of us, you know, will generally know or could use. But if we can be specific, if we can call the thing what it is, you know, instead of flower, call it buttercup, then there's something about that that deepens our experience of, you know, the world around us, I think. Buttercup. Miniature suns aglow above a crude clay vase. It's their unself-conscious grandeur I admire. Every present pain, all I can't change, remains, but those yellows, glossed petals.
There's an opening reception for Holly Wren Spalding and her exhibit Lost Lexicon tonight at the Old Art Building in Leland. Holly is also giving an artist talk this Sunday afternoon. The exhibit will be up through June 28th. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.